Hello, and welcome to the Screamcast, a podcast about MTV's new series, Scream. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 3, entitled, Wanna Play a Game?
So, do you want to play a game? I didn't think about it until after the fact, that the whole thing where Noah brings her in to show them games, it's like a fun little tie-in to that. Alright, so before we get directly into the episode, we have a couple of things to get out of the way. First, when we were doing our introductions last week, I forgot to do, what's your favorite scary movie? Which I actually wish they would bring up here again. I mean, they talked about movie. They talked about, like, TV and stuff.
But... yeah, I think my favorite scary movie, like, from the old stuff, I'd say Nightmare on Elm Street. Because there's nothing creepier than someone killing you in your dreams.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Because then you're, like, the whole idea you can't fall asleep. It's pretty scary stuff, and also because he kills, like, young people and kids and stuff, so it's even creepier. But from, like, the 90s, I'd say I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
Was probably
That's
scary.
A fun one, yeah.
Probably because that was one of the first scary movies I saw as a kid. I mean, I remember seeing Chucky and stuff.
I never actually saw Chucky.
You never saw Chucky?
Is it good?
It's creepy as F. It's like a doll trying to kill you. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get any creepier for a kid.
Yeah, totally.
But for some reason, I Know What You Did Last Summer was a lot scarier. I don't know why it was more scary as a kid. I also was really scared by the movie Leprechaun. Just because I was like, why is there a leprechaun trying to kill people? And it was just really creepy. I remember having nightmares about that, too. But yeah, that's nice. That's for me.
It's
what
a good,
about you,
good
Dan?
List. I have a few things here, so not to play to our audience too much, but Scream 1 is probably one of my favorites.
Great. Yeah, Scream, yeah. I just assumed that was a given.
Yes, love Scream 1.
What about Scream 4?
Scream 4 is really good, too. Yeah, I really like it, but I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but I definitely like it a lot. I like Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, which is a little bit less unknown. I should show it to you sometime. It's sort of like someone's doing a documentary about a killer like Michael Myers or whatever, and so he like takes them through all of his process and how he picks out who he's gonna kill, and he finds a virgin that he stalks, and he finds her friends, and he kills them one by one, and he's like, and this is how I make it seem like I'm supernatural, even though I'm not, and it takes all this training, and there's a twist. I'll say, and then I also really like Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah,
I've seen
it so many times.
It's
not the same kind of. It's not really scary to me, anyway.
It's more of a...
But it's like a funny take on the horror movies, I guess.
Yeah, it's a spoof.
Yeah, like that movie a lot, though.
I like it too. Yeah.
All right. So quickly getting into some Comic-Con stuff. There wasn't a ton of stuff about Scream, but just a couple of bullet points. One that Nina is going to be back.
Yeah,
Bella Thorne,
I guess.
In flashbacks. I'm interested to see more of that. I mean, I like the actress.
I hope it's relevant.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. It will probably have to do something with, like, the whole Jake Will
stuff.
We got a new trailer, which I actually purposely only watched once and didn't really look at that closely, because I was like, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah,
and if
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally. Like, I actually recently saw, like, on the Wikipedia article, there's a list of main cast and recurring cast, and I was like, I'm not gonna look at this, because the recurring cast is probably all gonna die. And they also said that there's no supernatural elements.
Which is good.
Yeah, I'm glad. They were thinking about it when they were making the show, but they decided not to, so I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that as well.
Yeah, not a huge fan of supernatural stuff and things like this. And then there was this really weird thing where the Twitter account for MTV Scream tweeted season 2 confirmed and then like quickly deleted it. So I don't know if that means it was like at the end of the Comic-Con panel. So I think there was originally supposed to be like an announcement at the Comic-Con thing. So I don't know if this is like maybe bad news that they are planning on renewing it, and then maybe they're not gonna, or like they're holding off.
I like the show, but maybe one season of it will be enough. Maybe it'll the story will end beautifully or whatever.
Beautifully. Yeah, I mean, you know, 110 episodes season could be really great. I do hope that we get more.
Exactly, I do too.
But it wouldn't, as long as we find out who the killer is and it's a complete story, that's not
then
the
you're
end
not
of the
gonna
world.
Be yeah, yeah, exactly.
Especially considering like half the people that we like are gonna be dead anyway.
Besides for Nina, so far two like really likable characters have been killed.
Yeah,
like a mean person.
Yeah, well, it's funny because it's like I feel like they have to kind of take it back next episode, because it's like you can't keep building up and more, like, next week they can't kill, like, Audrey, because it's like, then where do you go from there? You know, like, they don't have enough likable characters to kill someone likable every week.
They're not gonna kill off
Audrey. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the episode. Want to play a game. How would you grade this week?
I'd give it a... So we're comparing it to the other episodes, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So probably like a B+.
Yeah, that's what I went with too. I think it's the best of the three.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it was exciting, and my first pro here is that they change up the formula nicely.
Yeah, so there it's not... Because when I was actually first watching the beginning, I thought it was... Because it was... a lot cheesier.
Yeah.
So I thought that maybe it was like they were watching a scary movie.
Nice.
So I was like, because this looks a lot cheesy. I don't know what was cheesier. I forget now. Maybe it was the music or the whatever, but...
It was a little... I also like their outfits and everything were like kind of goofy. I thought that it was also like, are they killing two random people at a dance or something? Like, this seems weird. But I actually do like that idea that he was telling the story.
Yeah.
And that it was also... They even kind of make fun of the dialogue by saying like, oh, nobody knows what they actually said.
Yeah.
So it's like, Noah exactly. thinks.
It was just one thing I love about the show is that they make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
It's great.
So that was a good way to sort of start off with a bang, but without... following the same formula and ending with a death, I thought was a good way to end an episode. Best sort of like ending we've had. I also, so getting some, my pros are sort of in chronological order to a degree. I liked the funeral scene or the wake or whatever you want to call it, with Audrey and sort of the music playing and the Audrey going for the scene, like realizing that the fan was too low and all that stuff. And that they're sort of begrudging allies now, Emma and Audrey. And it looks like next week we're getting Noah, and so that's like our core three now, with the people that are actually nice.
The only nice people left.
Kieran's okay.
Kieran. But there's I think there's a lot of suspicious things about Kieran, but I don't think it's related to the murders.
Yeah.
I
it was interesting. I saw someone had a theory that maybe there's just like a ton of different killers, and I guess they all have different motives and they're not working together, which that actually would be a new thing. It's like they've done like killers working together, but they've never done like multiple killers and they're just like copying each other and using like, because it could have been like one person kills Nina and then someone else is like has a reason to kill Rachel. And like, I don't think it will necessarily go that route.
It would have been like, interesting. It wouldn't really make sense. Well, actually, I guess maybe it'll make sense because I don't think that someone killed Nina to hurt Emma.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. But the other characters, it could be that, you know, to hurt her.
Yeah. I mean, Nina's technically her friend, but maybe in this flashbacks we'll understand why they were friends. But yeah, right now it doesn't make a ton of sense that you'd kill... I mean, obviously they were friends, but you'd go after, like, Brooke before you'd go after Nina.
Yeah.
I liked the sort of coming off that Facebook joke you mentioned last week, or Facebook's irrelevant now. I like the iPod joke.
Like, that's four generations beyond this. I'm like, wow.
And I haven't even used the word iPod.
which is true.
Yeah, nobody has iPods anymore. It's unless you're...
No, that's why I love the show, because it's all pop culture references.
Really great. And sort of connecting with that, I liked the Noah and Riley stuff and all the references thrown around there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of The Last of Us, so the fact that he brought up The Last of Us, I was really excited about.
Well, they also brought up Game of Thrones.
Yep. The Exorcist, 50 Shades of Grey, Fault in Our Stars. I liked the Fault in Our Stars joke.
What was that again?
Kieran did the "you're totally unprecedented" line, and he's like, you can't pull that off. I thought it was really funny. Yeah, Wild Things was in there too, The Exorcist. Yeah, that was all fun little references. How do you feel about the side story with Will and Jake? I'm kind of confused by it.
I mean, I'm confused too, which I think it's normal.
You're
supposed to be. Honestly, I have this feeling. So the three of them were doing something bad. Do you think they were, like, hacking into girls' laptops and, like, videotaping them naked? Selling it?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. But then they were also saying, like, Nina's still, like, in your head, Nina's been blackmailing you or something. So there's some, it was, like, Nina in on it or something, but just didn't know they were also filming her.
Well, maybe that's what they're doing there, and maybe, you know, Emma will find out that Nina was recording her or whatever or something. I don't know. I don't think it's... They killed.
I don't think either of them. I do think it's one of those interesting things where I think it seems like Jake and Will are both potentially capable of killing, but are not the killer.
Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting take, because I really, I don't think that either of them
Will was holding that knife behind his back. So whatever they're talking about is something that he was prepared to kill Jake over.
And I do like that, like, the mystery angle with them is interesting enough that even though I don't like their characters, I enjoy watching those scenes much more than I enjoy watching Will try to woo over Emma or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I'm not rooting for this couple.
Actually, there's one line that when they were together I really liked. Will said, like, my daddy's not rich or whatever.
Yeah.
Which was a good... I think that's... It was interesting because usually in these movies or TV shows, they're it's like rich. The rich, popular people and they're not so rich. And there's always like one that's not so rich who's part of the popular group, which in this case would have been Emma or whatever. So it's always a situation. Mm. But I thought it was a good change.
Yeah.
That, you know, not all the rich people are popular or whatever.
Yeah. So. No, I agree. Yeah. Emma definitely has money, but her house is not like Brooke's either.
Yeah.
So there are different levels there, which is interesting. And they're not making a huge deal out of it either. Yeah, so that's a good point. I liked a lot of the stuff with Brooke this week.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, that whole... The thing is, I felt really bad for Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't... She thought that Riley was in the police station, so she'd be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd just, like, you know, keep Brooke safe, because we don't know where Brooke is. But then Riley was sent out.
Yeah.
And so she, I mean...
I think that, I think that was a really cool thing. There, it's almost like a Saw thing that they're getting in there, too, with, like, you have to make decisions and...
Well, do you think that they're going to be, do you think Noah's going to be mad at Emma when he finds out that that happened?
That's a good point. Man, everybody's going to hate her. It's all her, in general, like, it's just like, why are we losing? It's funny because, yes, Riley mattered to her, but it's like, both killings that were aimed at Emma hurt other people more than
you
Emma.
You mean the two people, Audrey and Noah's
obviously? Yeah. Where it's like, yes, I mean, like, okay, if it it's because of the way the show is portraying it, but technically Riley should be closer to Emma, considering they've been friends for a significant period of time.
But they just haven't shown that relationship.
Yeah, so for a viewer, it's like, man, they're killing poor... Everybody else is being affected by him going after Emma.
I still say that Brendan James is her dad. I really... And now that they're showing yearbook stuff in the next... In the preview,
showing
the yearbook and all that, that's my theory that's actually her dad.
I think you're probably right. I liked, so as far as Brooke goes, I did like that, A, they had her be, like, actually intelligent, be like, let's go to the police.
Yeah.
And I thought the whole shark versus, was it Bobcat?
Yeah.
Thing was interesting, and her sort of realizing that, like, she thought she was
in control
and isn't necessarily. I think that is interesting, and it's much more interesting than potentially making the teacher sympathetic or something to me. And I also liked that we got, like, little glimpses of her family life, too, and it's a little more she's a more fleshed out person now than I can. And they did it enough that I thought, I was like, oh, they're making me like her enough that maybe she's the one who dies. I was like, it's enough that I would have actually been sad if she died, too. Not as sad as I was with Riley.
But you would have,
I would have cared.
Sad,
Which
means that, I mean, that's what they're, that's why I really like this show. Because when I first watched the preview for the show, like, months ago, the guy in the trailer was like, you're going to come back watching more because characters that you care about every week are going to die.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, they're not. And now they are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, similar to the Brooke thing, I did like the little peppering in of Kieran's backstory with going to jail.
I want to know, I really want to know more about Kieran because I think there's more to the story. I mean, the fact that he was like, I gotta go, get it, that seems suspicious. Even that, when he was like, my dad's waiting, I don't know why I didn't believe him.
Mm.
I feel like there's more, but I don't think he's the killer, but I think
there's nobody that I think is the killer, so it's so confusing, and I hope it just doesn't like, come out of nowhere, because everybody's just like, I don't think you're the killer, it doesn't seem likely.
Yeah, then who's the killer?
Yeah.
Well, whoever it is, they're doing a really good job of hiding it then, right?
Cause I'm impressed.
Maybe, like, Audrey's the killer.
I could see it. It's just, you really have to explain that Riley part. And that's the only thing, maybe somebody else killed Riley and everybody else is Audrey. I don't know.
But. Okay, wait. So the first person...
But who would... The Riley one is interesting, too, because it affected Emma and hurt her, but only for, like, a small period of time, because they...
Well, no, he wanted to show her that, you know, because she was like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he was like, well... I'm going to make your life... So like,
I said Riley. I meant the Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Yeah,
oh,
the Rachel one is odd because, yeah. Yes, it hurts her, but only until they find out it was a murder, really.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't think he's doing a bad job on... I mean, I think he's doing a bad job of hiding evidence on purpose.
Yeah, because I know.
He blew up the car. He blew up Tyler's car. And if you look in the preview, they were like, he's missing a head. We can't find his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, the body's in
so
there.
It's all a game.
So it is all a game because then, you know, you would have put the head in there or whatever.
That actually reminds me of another thing that they said at Comic-Con, which I had forgotten to write down, was they don't want the killer to, like, make mistakes and have flubs. They're like, we want him to, like, they're like, TV serial killers are too intelligent and we want to make him... like, until the end, be, like, a complete mastermind and not be making any mistakes and not being, like, knocked over or tripping over things, which I think is interesting. And I that is fun to watch. I do wish that, like, Riley was able to fight. I wish, in general, people were fighting back a little
really
bit more.
Well, it was interesting for me, the fact that he didn't follow her to all the way to the roof.
Yeah.
So, well, how was he sure that she was gonna die? Like,
yeah. I almost thought, like, before we got to the end of the episode, I thought that maybe he was just gonna hurt her and be like, look, Emma, I can get to anyone, and then that he was letting her not die.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I don't know.
Maybe it would have been more suspicious if he goes on the roof and people could see stuff or whatever.
Yeah, there's that big window.
Yeah, exactly.
That is interesting.
So should we talk about Riley's death?
Yeah, sure. We're skipping over some things, but we can talk about that now. I have one problem here, which is they announced on Twitter, like, an hour before the episode, we're going to do a Q&A with Riley after the episode, and I was like, oh my god, they're totally going to kill her. Like, why would you... I'm not going to look at Twitter beforehand next week, because if they do that every week, that's going to be ridiculous. That's totally going to spoil it.
Who did they do a Q&A with last week?
Well, no, but the thing is that I don't think Rachel was, A, like, a big enough cast member, and B, wasn't on Twitter, as far as I know.
Okay.
So, if next week they're like, hey, Brooks, good to do a Q&A.
Don't look at it
then. Yeah. Oh my god, that was so upsetting. Because I think the end was, like, super suspenseful. If I had not been like, this is what's totally... I kept hoping. I was like, well, she got to the roof and she isn't, like, decapitated. Maybe she'll still be alive, but she'll just be hurt. And no, she's dead. And I'm sad. And
also, it was all around, like, a police station. Are there not cameras around a police station? Are there, like, not police officers around a police station? Like,
There are cameras as far as, like, they can go look at the footage now, but do you think there's someone watching the foot,
like live? Like, as
I doubt there's someone.
I'm sure there's, like, some really stupid cop, like, like, how many times in scary movies have a janitor listening to the radio?
Yeah, oh my god.
Doesn't that, like, always happen?
They should have done, like, the Scream 1 did, where they had a janitor who was dressed up as Freddy Krueger. You remember that?
Oh my god, right.
That's really fun. Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I thought that the whole FaceTime death with Noah, heartbreaking. Very sad.
The last thing she said is, I can see the stars.
Yeah. Very upsetting. And I really liked Noah and Riley, and I'm upset. I was just like, ugh.
Well, couples never last long in scary movies or scary TV shows, so.
Yeah.
That was the end that we should have known.
I did also, you mentioned Tyler, the car blowing up.
Yeah.
I liked the sort of fake out with the cops trying, and then that guy being paid off. I thought that was interesting.
So, what was the, you know, like, he's playing these games.
Yeah.
And I was just curious, how's the game with the cops affecting Emma?
I think that's kind of a side. I think the cops part is just to make sure that he doesn't get caught, kind of thing.
He left that letter and he was like, what did he say? Like, gotcha. It was next time. Or something like that. It was something
stupid. Well, maybe it will eventually tie in more with Maggie.
I think that's what it is. I swear to God, what's going to happen is Brendan James is going to be your dad.
Well, actually, that's my next point that I want to talk about is the Daisy reveal that Emma found out this soon. I thought it would be like episode 8.
Yeah, no, I'm glad it.
Yeah, it's really that means that there's got to be way more mysteries that we don't know about to be revealed.
Exactly,
which is really exciting, and I really liked that. But one of my cons on the flip side is the whole way Maggie's acting. I just don't really. It's weird. Like, what do you think about, like, the fact that, like,
I think there's more to the story, and I mean, like, how would you feel, like, would it be easy to tell your daughter that, like, her father was the one who killed everyone, and, like, they always made up the story that the father went away and, like, couldn't handle it, but was actually, like, assuming that's the theory that's true, or if it's something else, I'm sure it's something similar.
I just think, I mean, it's kind of coming off your point from last week, that's kind, it just feels super crazy that she's just letting Emma go wherever she wants.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just thinking about that more, and it's also, like, when Emma revealed that she knew, like, all this information, she didn't even once be like, how do you know this? And I just felt like weird interactions, and I'm like, maybe this will be somewhat more explained in the future, but, like, right now, it feels strange.
More, and I think there's more secrets that even what she knows isn't the most, like, everything that she needs. Like, I think she's gonna find out worse things.
Maybe
she's gonna find out that her mom is, like, used to kill, too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was wondering if maybe the mom was a killer. I bet, like, and the thing is, I fell in love and they killed together. Yeah, that
and,
would
like,
explain
a lot.
I wouldn't be totally against her both of her parents being the killers together. That would be kind of interesting. I'm not against that because I did think I have a list here of people who it can't be by themselves, and Maggie's on the list because she was driving and on the phone while Emma was being texted by the killer. But if she's working with someone, that's still totally possible. I also have Kieran can't be the only killer because the killer was outside of the house while they were together. And Noah can't be the killer because of the Riley talk and him being at work when he's calling with Riley.
Unless there's multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to either be multiple people or not those people.
Like, I can imagine Noah's one of the killers, and then, like, at the end, everyone's like, how could you have killed that? And, like, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, she was gonna have sex with me, and you can't, one.
I can see that happening.
What a disgusting whore.
Watch it be, like, the three main characters are the killers.
Yeah.
Like, Emma, Audrey, and Noah. And, like, the end is Jake, Brooke, and Will trying to survive for them.
That would be really funny, actually. What did you think about how quickly Noah and Riley were progressing to sex? I was like, I guess it's believable, but it felt very quick. I felt like last week he had never kissed someone.
but when you got someone cute like Riley right on top of you.
They might die at any moment.
Exactly. I'm actually surprised that usually what happens is people are having sex, they get killed during sex.
All right, so as far as my cons go, I do feel uneasy about the fact that now they've killed three women. One of them was gay. One of them was an Asian. I don't know if an Asian is a bad thing to say. You know what I mean. And now we have no more people of color on the show, and it just feels kind of icky. I know Tyler also died, but it was off screen. I hope a guy dies next week.
Yeah, I hope they don't kill off Brooke yet.
Brooke and Riley back-to-back would be too much for me, which actually, I want to read our tweet here. We got a tweet from Michael, a.k.a. @AwayAshes, and he says that he thinks that Brooke will die next. And I can see why you would think that, but I do feel like killing her two best friends back-to-back would be... I feel like Brooke will die eventually, but...
I can see them killing off one of the guys, Will or Jake. I can actually see. I think my prediction is going to be Jake.
All right. Well, let's just skip to that. As far as we want to do every week, we'll each predict one person, and we'll keep a tally of who's right and see who can win by the end of the season.
Please continue tweeting or emailing us with your predictions. We'll read them out loud, and we'll see if we agree with you or not.
All right. So if you have one person, who are you going to go with? I'm gonna pick Jake. I was going to go with Jake, too, but for sake of difference, I'm going to go with Mr. Branson, the teacher.
That was my second choice!
I feel like that's pretty likely. I think.
But what would be the reasoning to kill him?
My favorite teacher! who even knows?
I mean, I can see him killing off... I guess what's the reasoning for him to kill off Nina?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, at least he was friends with... But I could see next week Emma and the teacher share, like, they can always, like, build up relationships that episode and then kill them the same episode kind of thing.
Yeah,
I could see her connecting with Piper next week and then them killing off Piper. the Gale Weathers type.
I think she's gonna be a while.
Yeah, I think that she'll die though. I don't think she'll make it. She'll eventually die.
I think she's gonna, or it's gonna be like her and Emma surviving at the end.
Yeah, it is funny how sidelined she is. Like, I don't really know what their game plan is.
The killer.
That would be crazy. Maybe I didn't even think about that.
James sent her over to like do research.
Yeah. Protege. Yeah, so getting back a couple of my cons. So I talked about the Maggie stuff and about the who has died so far, but there were also two questionable lines in my opinion. One was Maggie saying a mother's worst nightmare is her finding out her daughter was murdered. And I was like, I would much rather find out my daughter was murdered than that my daughter committed suicide because she was bullied, because she felt alone and was gay and you could have supported her or something like that.
Yeah, because one brings up, I mean, like, I don't think anyone should blame themselves necessarily when someone they love commits suicide.
Yeah.
But by, you know, natural human instinct is to blame someone, and some, a lot of times as a parent, it's yourself.
Yeah.
So, but if your daughter's, I mean, if she got murdered, they might have been like, well, why weren't we home? We could have stopped it, yada, yada.
But that's a little bit more ridiculous.
Yeah, and also, you know, bullying. I don't think they bullied her one day, and then she, like, went, you know, they're going to assume, and especially because she had cut marks and stuff, and I don't know how aware of that they were, and so, who knows?
So, yeah, I thought that was a little... I mean, just in general, like, I'd want to immediately know that my daughter did not commit suicide.
Well, there's not a lot of communication here. Because, Emma's not telling her mom what's happening.
Yeah.
I think you're about to mention the fact that the killer's like, can't trust your mom.
Yeah.
She, like, believes the killer.
More than their mom.
Yeah. But maybe that means... maybe it's
like, I mean, obviously her mom is being somewhat untrustworthy, but still.
Yeah, but... she hasn't killed anyone, according to her. I don't know, maybe we're going to get reasons why she doesn't, like, why she's quick to believe the killer. Maybe there's a reason we don't know about it.
Yeah.
Maybe her mom's been untrustworthy in the past. Maybe she's a killer. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, as far, I'm going to sort of get into a prediction section now, sort of. We talked a little bit about who we think the killer could be. Do you have any other predictions you want to make before we end out?
Like I said, I think Brendan James is her dad, but, and I think I'm being smart by guessing this, but I think it's not necessarily that smart.
Mm.
I mean, it's I don't like, know.
Yeah, but I think it'll be more than just that. I think, I actually like our theory of the both parents together. I actually think that's kind of cool. Especially because then,
but
like.
But why are they getting mad at Emma? Why? What's their beef with Emma?
They're just crazy. No, I mean, it's probably not that, especially because, like, the whole thing with Maggie being the one to figure out that the autopsy was wrong and stuff like that.
Maybe that's part of the game.
Yeah, who knows? I'm trying to think of other, what are, like, our plan Bs? Like, I don't think it's Piper, I don't think it's Brooke,
You don't think it's anybody?
I it could be the sheriff. I still think it could be the sheriff. I actually think Audrey more than Noah.
Do you think it's sheriff and his dad and his son?
That could work. It's funny. The reason I don't think is because they're making everybody too obvious. How could it be Kieran? It's so obviously Kieran. And, like...
well, that's probably why it's not Kieran. This is why I like the show, because you have to question everything.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, there's more to him. I'm positive there's more to his story. Mm. It's not just his stepdad and mom. Maybe he killed them. Maybe he's a murderer, but not this murderer, but a different murderer.
Yeah.
And her dad, and his dad is, like, lying for him. Who knows?
Yeah. Anybody else you think might die next week?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I think Will could die, but I feel like he'll be saved for, like, episode 6 or something.
Yeah, I think Will's gonna be there, because... he's
here are my guesses for in general who dies, right? So I'm thinking Jake, Will. So we have seven more deaths technically, right? If we get a death every episode. So Will, Jake, Mr. Branson, Brooke, Piper, and either the sheriff or
Is it Maggie?
I don't think Maggie.
I think they could kill Maggie, but it could be Maggie. At the end.
Yeah. I also think if Brendan James isn't her dad, her dad shows up at some point. Oh, no, her the dad who she thinks is her dad, who left, right? Who got hurt by Brendan James.
He's going to come back.
He's going to come back and get killed, I think, at some point. Or they're just going to find it. Like, whenever they eventually find him, he'll be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he never got away. He was just dead this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, he ran away.
Oh, yeah, there's... don't... I want to know if Emma knows her dad. Like, if she grew up with him and then he left, or if he, like...
Well, if he left before when he was a baby, I would assume that she was pregnant in high school, which goes back to my theory that Brenda Danes was...
Maybe... Okay, this is... it could also be that Brendan James raped her, and then her dad...
Oh, yeah, it could have been
her dad finds out that that Emma is not his kid and can't deal with that and leaves.
Yeah, I was thinking about
it's funny, I was like, in my head, I was like, that seems a little too dark. And I was like, why is rape so much darker in people's minds than murder?
I can see. I wasn't even thinking of rape at all. But...
Yeah. Because I do...
So you think he's back trying to get revenge on his family because...
Because...
Brendan James, like, he wasn't the father? I mean, it just seems so...
I don't know.
So
I don't...
Who's the killer if that theory is true?
No, I think that...
Do you think Brendan James is dead?
That's just such a hard question, because how could he not be dead, right? If they're not going supernatural, he just got shot.
No, but that's the story that Evan told.
That's true.
I mean, Noah told, sorry.
Evan? Who's that?
I don't know. He looks like Evan from high school.
Yes, he does look like Evan.
That's the story Noah told. That's not the story we've seen in the book. I mean,
it's a story as people know it, because obviously Riley brought it up, too.
Well, exactly, because they don't want people to know that he got away.
That's true.
Or that there was a reason he got away or anything.
Okay.
They want the town to feel safe.
But would you be happy if Brendan James was... I guess if it was her dad, then it would make it more interesting. But if he wasn't her dad, then it's just like, who cares? Also, why did he take so long to come back and wait?
No, I think if it is Brendan James and there's some sort of relation, I don't think they're going to have Brendan James as like, oh, he's back for revenge.
Yeah, that would seem a little... I also, we definitely have to see his brother. I think by episode 6, we'll have seen his brother, Troy.
Maybe his brother, Troy, isn't actually Troy, but it's actually Emma's dad.
Yeah, I could also see Kieran being, like, Troy's son or something. Or something weird.
Isn't
the sheriff? Yeah, I know.
You mean, like, a stepson?
Yeah.
Maybe Troy was his, like...
Stepdad who died. And maybe they weren't killed in a car crash. Maybe it was, like, a purposeful car crash. You know, like... I don't know. There's something going... We have theories. This is why this is a fun show to podcast on, because we say ridiculous things that make no sense. All right, I'm going to end it out. Just quickly go through where to find us online. Yes. If you want to be part of this crazy conversation, give your theories about who's going to die, who the killer is, what's going to happen, all the mysteries afoot.
The mysteries of life.
You can email us at thescreamcast@gmail.com. That's thescreamcast@gmail.com. Also, tweet in at ScreamPod on Twitter. You can please write us a review on iTunes. Reviews are very helpful. Help us connect with more listeners.
Please.
And check out our blog, thescreamcast.wordpress.com. Thank you guys for listening. And what's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah, please tell us. We'll share it next week if it's something interesting that we didn't think of.
Mm-hmm. So. And if you have a good idea for an end out line, like, scream you later.
Or send us your theories. Maybe, you know, we didn't say all the crazy ones, and there's some more crazy theories out there.
If you find something crazier than ours... I tweeted the other day, Sydney Prescott is the killer.
That would be interesting.
That would be so, like a swerve.
No, I hope that's not true.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week.
Bye.